From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the second day of February 2018. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Mike will help us take a great big macroeconomic look at what's been happening in the trade as it relates to the dollar, the value of the real, trade and exports, especially for the soybean market, and what we can expect as we head into this crop insurance setting month of February. A bit later in the program, we'll also continue this conversation as it relates to South America, Argentina in particular. Eric Snodgrass from Agrible will give us a big picture view of how that crop is doing and what the crop looks like in Brazil, too. And it all happens right here on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. Comes to you from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. Find us online at WILLAG.org. Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Atchison, Kansas, now joins us. Mike, I hadn't looked at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I know it was down a couple of hundred points earlier in the week, I think 300 at one point. But today, she's down pretty sharply. Let's start with that one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard here, Todd, with the parabolic moves higher that we saw in 2017 and especially the later part of 2017 and this early part of 2018 to call a top in this market. I think one thing that is problematic here is that the interest rates are and the bond yields are really starting to get up there in terms of a three-year high in mortgage rates. And you're also seeing your short-term yields getting to levels where your credit card debt at 15-19%, that's going to start hurting quite a bit. And we are carrying as much debt as we were back before the last financial crisis, even though we've seen the stock market quadruple off the financial market lows. And so this is a troublesome issue if it continues. I would say one thing to look at next week is the S&P 500, because it has most of the banking stocks in it. Probably that'd be the best indicator for me as far as whether to try to get a technical top or a fundamental top in place. The 2017 high was actually the month of December. That's about 60 points below today's low. So right around that 2700 level is a key support level. You would not want to see that violated anytime during this month, or you're starting to eat into where we were back in 2017. And I think that would create some momentum and sentiment negativity, especially in light of the fact that we have so much algorithmic trading going on nowadays.
So sometimes it's said agriculture is first in, first out. Do we swap positions at this point if things don't turn out well with the economy? And I'm not saying they will or won't. I'm just asking the question more than anything. And did that trade have any impact in Chicago today?
Oh, I think it did in the soybeans. Yeah, I mean, because the beans have typically had a very nice correlation very frequently with the stock market, with crude oil for that matter. I think the answer lies in terms of the stock market money potentially moving over into commodities with the interest rates and with the dollar. If we don't see a sharply higher dollar and a sharply lower crude oil market, I think that's a good indicator that the commodity investor sees inflation coming back. And this is where you have a big debate as far as, and we won't get into it in this short radio program, but there's a big debate whether higher interest rates create problems for the U.S. dollar and therefore for the commodities. My research would suggest as long as the dollar doesn't shoot higher quickly because of sharply climbing interest rates, you actually can bring in more inflationary buying in commodities, even though interest rates may be going up.
And it's not likely. The Fed says it will raise rates, but it's been up until this point. We have a new chair, a slow pace. I think, will that continue that way? And does that give you some optimism?
I don't think the Fed is going to have to do too much more than they've already said because the real market's taking over between the tax reform bill, the bonuses coming out, the tax cuts that are coming out, and then talk about an infrastructure bill. We'll have plenty of inflation in the market. Our world inflation indicator is China. Their currency is sitting at about a 2.5 year high versus the US dollar. So everything we buy from China right now is essentially 2.5 years at its peak at this point, as far as what we bring in. So we're importing inflation at this point. I think the Fed is going to probably let the market do most of the work for them.
Give me about a minute and a half or so. Corn and soybeans, your thought process.
Very simple. We're going into next Thursday's crop report. I think today's trade and this week's trade as a whole was very logical. We played a lot of weather. We saw 7 week highs in the beans. We saw corn stay up near its highest level since last August. And we saw the wheat hitting its best price since late September of last year. I think the trade feels secure going into next week's report that Informa's numbers are more right than wrong, that we have lost substantial crop in corn in South America, Argentine corn in particular, and Brazil won't be able to offset it. Whereas in the trade, I think they will be able to offset it in the soybeans. So we saw the unwinding of the bean corn ratio and the bean corn spread. I think that makes fundamental sense.
Okay, thanks so much. We appreciate you being right on the money and taking us through the afternoon.
Great to be with you, sir. Have a great week.
You too, Mike. That's Mike Zuzalo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's Groundhog Day, February the 2nd. Let's check in on the weather forecast with Eric Snodgrass. He's at Agrible. Eric, I'm going to take a guess that you just say, yeah, 6 more weeks of winter are in the offing because, well, that's what the weather actually always says every year, right?
Right, yeah. You know, the groundhog, it's fun. They've been doing this for about 130 years. But the only time we don't have record is during wartime. But the groundhog and his predictions are about 38% right. So that's not very good. And what I found ironic was that this morning, you know, when they pulled the groundhog out, they got 6 more weeks of winter because he saw a shadow. But ironically, it was really cloudy in Pennsylvania. So you can see it's all prescribed. And I also heard, I got to verify this, but I heard that the groundhog they yanked out of the ground in Canada ran away when they got out. So there you go.
I had not heard or seen that one. All right, we've gone north. Let's go way south. Argentina, still problems. I think they're on the cusp down there. What's the deal?
Yeah, I agree with you. And you've actually seen over the last, let's call it month, a lot of movement in the market's been over on what we're concerned about Argentina. We know the crop in Brazil is big. We talked about that. I mean, you and I have been talking about that for months. They were getting rain. You know, nothing crazy, and they kind of dried out toward the end of the season. And even though, you know, for that first crop, even though February is going to start off wet for Brazil's major growing regions, you know, the real story has been Argentina. So here's what's happened. Over the last few weeks, we started to see the long-range forecast come in dry. We've been talking about that. They've already had some drier patches throughout most of the season. But it's one of those things kind of like we had last year where some parts of their, you know, their big ag belt was doing okay, you know, like we were doing okay here in Illinois, but parts of Iowa were bad last year. Well, parts of Buenos Aires and parts of Cordoba have been dry. I haven't yet heard somebody that's down there scouting crop, at least I would hear from, say, oh man, I found great crop, you know, in a lot of places. So the story now is what's going on with the short-term forecast. So we get these 10-day outlooks that we keep a real close eye on because they kind of tell us how the monsoonal flow will shift around for Brazil, and they'll tell us exactly how the frontal passages, which give them rain in Argentina, are going to go. Basically, they built into a ridge. So the ridge brings in heat, the ridge shuts off the precip, and when that happens down there, you know, the consequences, they go into a drier time period. So they had some rain, call it about 5 days ago, a system that went through, and then it's been dry since, and the forecast the next 10 days is dry. The trend in the forecast is for them to be, this is kind of weird to say, but it's to be less dry than originally forecast. So we got, it's just, I hate to say it, but it's going to be one of these things where we just have to sit and watch and wait. We've got the forecast. It's what's actually going to hit the ground. That'll be crucial. So I'm staring at it every day, and I'll just keep giving updates on it as things come in. But that's the market story. It's what the heck is going on in Argentina.
And then Brazil, I know they've been getting a little rainfall that has slowed them down in some of the early season harvest. Update me on those production places.
Yeah, and that's really it. So we know the Brazil bean crop is going to be big, but they're having trouble getting it out. They're already, I got a quick metric on this with cotton that'll give you kind of an idea how late they are kind of getting things in and getting things out. I heard that the cotton planting is about 25% behind what it was last year. Now, why we look at that is because the timing of that cotton plant and the Safrina corn often is a good indicator if you're going to be late on the corn plant as well. So, you know, the trouble will be in the next 10 days, especially in Goya, especially in eastern Mato Grosso, they're going to be very, very wet. And they've been wet. So this is just, it's like us getting rain in September and October. We're trying to get a bean crop out. And so it's just keeping folks out of the field. So yeah, the bigger player here is what it means for the safrinha crop, the second crop, and the delays in planting. Because they get outside of that ideal planting window, they get too close to the end of the monsoon, you know, they're in trouble.
Hey, here in our part of the world, it's just cold again.
It is, yeah. We've had a shift back to a pattern where we're building a ridge out west and a trough over the east. Kind of the crazy thing will be what happens over the next 5 to 7 days. And what I mean is that this Sunday, we got a system that's going to go to the south of us here in central Illinois. We got a chance for some snow on Sunday. After that, big dome of high pressure moves in. And then after that high pressure moves out, it's going to be really that Tuesday night time frame where another potentially big storm system is going to go basically right through the southern half of Illinois into the Ohio River Valley. And right now, there's the chance where we get some halfway decent snows out of this. Now, some of the models are going bonkers with giving us big-time snowfall amounts. But I guess when I see that, I just want to see that the potential's there for some snow on Tuesday. But I've been telling kids, I talked to a bunch of kids today in Indiana, I said, hey, don't count on a snow day just yet. So it may be overdone in the models. But I'll tell you this, it's kind of fun. I'm driving on I-80 right now, and where I'm stopped and kind of watching the weather here, I'm sitting in the middle of a lake effect snowbank coming off that cold air you just mentioned. So it's pretty interesting to see how crazy our weather's been, just going back and forth with hot and cold around here. So hey, we got to watch that through the rest of spring, because it's going to be an interesting spring for us regardless of what the groundhog says.
As they say, stick around, it'll change shortly. Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That of course is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.